Today is Thursday, June 12th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Career Nurse Day. It's also, Career Nurse Assistance Day. It's also National Jerky Day, National Loving Day, National Red Rose Day, and finally, National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. I had a recipe for peanut butter cookies that had no flour. It only had... Well, I still have the recipe, actually. But I have a recipe for peanut butter cookies that has no flour. It's just a cup of peanut butter, a cup of sugar, vanilla extract. You could do a teaspoon, something like that. And then an egg. And then baking powder. I want to say baking powder. But I could be wrong about that. I would have to go back and look at the recipe, and I don't remember. But I remember it was like one, like one cup, one egg, one teaspoon, etc. Regardless, speaking of cooking, I don't really have a whole lot of content today, and so I'm going to talk a little bit about cooking anyway. But Tim from Alaska, who will often message on Facebook, and I do have a Facebook account. I never look at Facebook, ever. I never, ever look at Facebook, never. And so the only time I don't look at Instagram, I don't look at Facebook messages, I don't look anywhere like that. The only thing I really look at occasionally is Blue Sky now. And Blue Sky is mostly for personal entertainment. I'll just put it that way. But Tim in Alaska will post something on Facebook, and he knows that Mark looks at Instagram and Facebook. And so he will tag Mark and say, "Hey, would you let Adam know I've got something I want him to see." So he posted a story on Instagram where he was making a cobbler, and he said, "I think this is the southern cobbler that Adam is referring to." And he did. My knee hit the button and it decided to go up. So you're going to hear a little bit of a motor noise. But anyway, so he posted a video of what he said was a southern style. And it is for the most part. So what he did is he melted butter. First of all, I found it funny that he melted butter in the oven instead of just melting it in the microwave. But he melted a stick of butter in the oven, and then he added fruit and a bunch of peaches, I think it was. And then he poured a batter over it that he had made. And he gave the ingredients to the batter, but it's like flour and eggs and milk and oil. And I don't know. I don't remember exact baking powder or something. But I don't remember exactly what was in there. But regardless, he put this batter. But the batter was very thick. And so the only difference between what he did and so what he pulled out was more like a cake almost with fruit underneath it, where the one that I do is a very light batter, like a very, very light batter, and the fruit rises to the top of it. And so you'll have like it's very spongy and light, and it's cakey, but it's a very light cakey, like almost like an angel food cake consistency. So it's not quite what Tim in Alaska made, but it is. I don't know if I called him Gary, my brain, but Tim in Alaska is who I'm talking about. And maybe I didn't. Sometimes my brain will say, "Hey, Adam, you got a thing wrong," and I didn't even get it wrong. So anyway, that was it. But yeah, so it's almost identical to how I would normally make a cobbler, except the batter is heavier. And so mine produces a lighter, fluffier, for lack of a better term, and it's not as dense cakey as his looked. Although his looked good. I want to try it because I do like a cobbler, especially with ice cream. So good. Well, I guess I'll finish up on the weekend. We'll finish up on that. But really, I mean, I told you guys, we played Pokemon. We ordered way too much Jollibee. Oh my gosh, you guys. We ordered Jollibee. I think I started to talk about this, but I was running out of time. We decided to order Jollibee, and I should have. So I went to Grubhub because I get free Grubhub with my Amazon Prime. And so I went to Grubhub and I put in my order for Jollibee was there. It was only about an hour away, but it was going to, if we tried to get a Lyft or an Uber, we were both wet. We needed to dry our clothes, et cetera, et cetera. And then you've got to get an Uber or Lyft. What are you going to do? Are you going to eat inside the fast food restaurant, or are you going to ask the Lyft or Uber driver to basically wait on you to get your food, but which they probably won't do or won't want to do? That's not nice of you to ask them to do that. So we decided we were going to do Grubhubs because I get the free Grubhub delivery. So, but it's never cheap. DoorDash and Grubhub are so expensive. I spend way too much money on them. I don't know how much I spend on them, but I know it's too much. Because we spent $80 at Jollibee. Anyway, with the delivery fee and the service fee and the tip to the driver and the, you know, and plus it was New York, so everything was super, oh my God, everything was so expensive. One little side order of something was $7 or something like that. It was crazy. But so we decided to do that. But Grubhub came back and said, oh, this restaurant is currently not accepting orders. Now, I should have given up at that point. But Mark really wanted Jollibee, and I wanted to, you know, make sure that he was happy and all of that, because I didn't care. I didn't care what we ate. And he wanted Jollibee, and I understand. If I was in a place that had Whataburger, back in the day when there was no Whataburger here in Arkansas, I would drive to Tulsa. Mark would drive to Tulsa with me just to eat Whataburger once a month or something, because I missed it so bad. So I understand the Jollibee thing, but anyway, we ordered. So we went to DoorDash, and DoorDash let us order it. There is a delivery fee because I don't get DoorDash for free. So it costs more on DoorDash than it did on Grubhub. But anyway, we placed the order, no problem. Kept looking. 10 minutes went by. Jollibee is preparing your order. 20 minutes went by. Jollibee is preparing your order. 30 minutes went by. Jollibee is preparing your order. 40, 50, an hour. Jollibee is preparing your order. Over an hour, they were just preparing the order. Then it said, okay, the driver is on the way to Jollibee. 10 minutes went by. 20 minutes. Anyway, we finally, I thought they were going to cancel it. Because I've had it happen before where DoorDash or Grubhub, the restaurant will be so behind or whatever, that they just cancel the order and refund you. And maybe they give you a free credit for something, you know, oh, take a free credit for, you know, whatever. They try to do something to make it up to you, but they will just cancel it. And we had been rained on. We had missed, you know, we had flights that were delayed and canceled, and all of this stuff had happened to us, and we were soaking wet, and we were ordering food, and we were like, oh my God, it would just be our luck if this food order got canceled as well. But it didn't. But it took, I don't know, close to 2 hours to get to us. And Mark, like, he likes several things, and we don't eat Jollibee very often, so he gets more than one entree. He got burger steak, and he got fried chicken, and that comes with rice and a side of spaghetti. And then we got a dessert. Each one of us got a fried pie. I got the ube fried pie, and he got the mango. I think it's pineapple mango, but anyway, it's mango for sure. Apple mango pie. I got a coconut flavored frozen drink for my drink. So, I mean, we were just going hog wild. I got a spicy chicken sandwich, which, like I said, was the best fried chicken sandwich at a fast food place I've had recently, at least. All right, so we did that, and then that was it. And then on Sunday, we didn't have any problems on Sunday. Sunday, we got up, we got the van, the hotel provided a shuttle to the airport, so that was free. We got to the airport, got in, went in the TSA line, which was longer than the normal line, but we didn't have to take our shoes off, damn it. Got through that, went in, waited at our gate, played Pokemon while we waited. We had some lunch. Then we got on the plane, flew back to. It was a direct flight. We did not get upgraded, which was a shame. And then Monday night, I made burger steak because I never make hamburger steak, but he really likes it. So I made a gravy with mushrooms and onions and heavy cream and beef broth and a little bit of Marsala wine, and made a turkey burger and put it on top of there with some rice. It was really good. A lot of garlic as well. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.